This is that play area in the town park has got very, very run down to the point where it's dangerous, and the area had to be closed for safety reasons. And I've been asked by parents about this, who are concerned that there's now no play facilities for kids in the park. Slides in the other play area were previously vandalised and burned, so at least a park without any play facilities. So I understand that there is a tender process for the feed factory, for the sweet factory now open, but and that's open until the end of the month. But I would just ask the council that to prioritise the work as soon as that process is finished, because you know, more than ever now, families are going to depend on meeting outside. That's probably going to be the case for the rest of this year at least. And it'd be very important that the town park is suitable for families and children. So, you know, if that work could be done as soon as possible, so that it can be the park can be a viable family option for the summer months, and hopefully we'll see progress early this year on the urban adventure area, which will open up that part of the park which was previously problematic. That's where the slides and that were born before. So hopefully that will further enhance the park if we can get that work started. I asked as well at a previous meeting, I had a motion and asking that the lighting be upgraded in the park, and at that time I was told that the lighting was up to standard, but I've learned since that's not the case. So, you know, if the lights could be upgraded as well, it would be a huge improvement, especially for people who like to go there walking after their work and so on, now in these dark winter months. So, and finally, on the one-way system, that's something that a few people have talked to me about, that they would like to see that continued, because it suits runners, it suits walkers. They just feel that it works very well with everybody going in the one direction. On the lights as well, if there's a financial issue there or anything, that even if they could be done upgraded on a staggered basis, you know, if you did that area over around where the gym is, where the outside gym is, that's very, very dark in the evenings, and it's not so bad so much at the front as you go on. So if we could get those things done, it would make a great job of the park. And as I say, if the park's going to be depended on more and more by families and by all of us, particularly in the next years.